You're listening to SBS News.
Coronavirus rules are significantly easing in Victoria from midnight, removing limits on visitors to homes and density limits for hospitality. Fully vaccinated Victorians will be able to dance at clubs again, and face coverings are no longer needed for customers visiting hospitality venues. However, masks will still be required for indoor shopping and while on public transport. Victoria is set to reach its 90% double dose milestone in the coming days. And Health Minister Martin Foley says under the updated rules, which include changes to quarantine requirements, people who have COVID-19 will quarantine for 10 days, not 14. And most close contacts only have to isolate while waiting for a negative test result.
You'll get your test. As long as you get that negative, you're free to go about your normal lifestyle. The Health Department, of course, will continue to monitor emerging outbreaks.
The state recorded more than 1,000 daily cases and 12 deaths on Thursday, ahead of the rules relaxing. But debate on Victoria's pandemic legislation has been delayed as the government tries to secure an extra vote. On the proposed pandemic powers, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says he is confident of an outcome, despite questions about support for the bill.
That's the nature of a very diverse chamber. But let's have the most respectful, let's have the most inclusive process we can. That's the way we always operate, and I don't see this being any different over the coming hours and, who knows, days.
He says he does not have the numbers in the upper house, but he will work towards a conclusion. Meanwhile, Victoria Police is investigating recent incidents involving threats directed at members of the Victorian Parliament. Police have confirmed charges have been laid over the past year for threats towards high-profile members of the community. And Victoria's opposition leader, Matthew Guy, has reiterated his concerns about his family's safety.
I haven't rolled out my family. We deal with it. We deal with it behind the scenes because that's the right thing to do. But it is distressing. It's distressing for any politician, but it doesn't just work one way.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the instances of threats and intimidation in Melbourne have no place in Australian society.
No matter how frustrated people might be, that is never the answer, and there needs to be the respect shown in those debates that we have. There has to be an appropriate balance and civility.
There are reports one far-right extremist accused of incitement offences is due to face court next week. Federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese has also condemned the threats against politicians.
We know that tragically the consequences of threats, we have seen politicians murdered in the United Kingdom, in the United States. We've seen threats against politicians here, and it has absolutely no place in Australian public life.
In Tasmania, a man from Queensland has reportedly fled his quarantine hotel while waiting for a test result. Similarly, South Australian police caught a woman who fled her hotel after arriving from Darwin. New South Wales health officials detected 262 new coronavirus cases and 3 more deaths. The infection figure is up by 31 on the previous day's number. The ACT recorded 25 new cases, its highest daily infection number in almost a month. In the top end, Chief Minister Michael Gunner says its COVID-19 outbreak is far from over and the next few days will be critical for the Northern Territory. He is highlighting how community leaders can turn around vaccination rates.
So whether it's a pocket of the Greek community, it's going to require leadership within that Greek community, probably from another faith leader or strong people within that community. If you're talking about remote Aboriginal community, they've heard it from me for a long time. They've heard it from our VAX teams. We've made regular visits to that remote community. It's probably going to require some other additional voices in that space.
The current total from this outbreak stands at 19 cases. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.